Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere else except CalBanyan.com, go to CalBanyan.com right now because that's where we have all the episodes, over 400 episodes so far, free hypnosis training for you. All right, today we're going to talk about getting back on that hypnopreneurial theme. And I want you to know that these topics that we do every week are driven 90% by our co-hosts. If I'm working with Erica as I am today, she's the one that brings these topics. And so if you have topic ideas or questions that you want us to work on, you need to send them to the co-host of your choice, be it Brenda or be it Erica. Now, today, fortunately, I'm with Erica, and I want to tell you about Erica. Erica is a strong, up-and-coming star. I recognized something special about her as soon as I got to meet her at the NGH convention. She is serious about this. She's got a very logical, rational mind that I click with. She can use a system of hypnosis that makes sense to her, such as 5-path or 7-path self-hypnosis. She started off after her certification floundering a little bit. She went through a different school. Then she decided she would beef up her training. She figured she was worth investing in. She got her 5-path 2.0 videos, and things started to click with that 5-path system of hypnosis. Then we got to know each other even better. She decided to come for the Week of Power, not in person, but she came to the class by way of the internet because our classes are also available online, live, online, interactive. She got her continued certification with 7-path, 5-path, master hypnotist all through our school, and she's now become a trainer. If you're up there in Bellingham, Washington area, and you'd like to become certified through our school, you can do it through her if you don't want to come all the way down to California and see me. I would have complete confidence in Erica to do our training program, or she wouldn't be a trainer for us. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you. Thank you very much for that introduction. That was very kind of you. I'm really happy to be here today, and let me tell people about you, Cal. So Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession, and not just because of all of these free videos. I think we're at like 410 or 411, something like that, Cal. He's the hypnosis celebrity and authority because he has received almost every single award and recognition in the profession. He's also an author. He's been on television, he's been on radio promoting hypnosis, promoting his books, and he's also the trainer of some of the very best in the profession. He's created a lot of really amazing content. I believe and trust in what he shares with me and what he puts on his episodes here. So once I was a 5-pather, I got a 5-path training, I felt confident in seeing clients, and that's what I've done ever since. And Cal, I am just so grateful that I get to share this experience here with you on this show and get to ask you questions and get to share what's going on with me. Yes, I am teaching a class in January. That will be fun. So how are you doing today?
You know, I'm just thinking about how smart my co-hosts are. You know, they go through the training and then they hook it up so they can keep asking me anything they want like this. On behalf of themselves and other people for as long as we are co-hosts. So smart.
That's right. That was my plan.
Hey, I'm doing great, and I want to tell everybody something. You know, this is hypnosis, etc. Etc. means I can slip in anything I want. Last week, I went and watched a movie, Interstellar, and it was great movie. I think it's the 2001 Space Oddity. Not Space Oddity. That's an album by David Bowie. 2001 Space Odyssey of this generation. So if you get a chance, go see it. I think you'll really like it, and I want to recommend it to everybody. It's got nothing to do with hypnosis, really, but it is a good movie. All right, what you got for me, Erica?
All right. Well, today what I wanted to talk about, we're going to do a hypnopreneur topic. It's coming to be the end of the year, and the end of the year for me means what I want to do is I want to do what's called a year-end review. And what I mean by that is I take a look at all of my accomplishments for the year and everything that I've done. I have a personal and a professional mission statement for myself personally, mission statement. For my business, I have a mission statement, and I have personal and professional goals, both for the business and for my practice. And I take a look at those things and I use them. So I'll basically kind of evaluate myself. Now, I'll tell you, my previous job, we do the same thing. We have a yearly evaluation, right? And you get a score from your management. But this is something that you do for yourself in order, there's a couple reasons that I do this. The first reason is that you get to look and see all the great work that you did all year long. And it's amazing to look back and see, oh my gosh, I did all of this in 1 year, because time goes by and forget about things. But the other thing is it can help motivate you for what you're going to accomplish next year, and it helps you prepare and plan for things that you want to put on your calendar for the next year. So that's what I'm talking about, Cal.
So cool. Now, you mentioned this to me before we started recording, and I thought, you know, I don't do any of that. And I think that what you're talking about is especially necessary in your first few years of growth. And to really to take an assessment of where you're at now and where you want to be in the next year, maybe even 6 months, year, 2 years, and that kind of thing. And I'm full-heartedly support that. I find that I don't do that. I have such an intense nature. I'm kind of in that mode all the time. But for a pure business point of view, this hypnopreneurial point of view, to, you know, use hypnosis as your business, I think that's exactly the way you should be, especially in those first few years. So tell us all about it, Erica.
All right. Well, you know, what I'll do, so the process for me, there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's some books out there that can help you with this type of a thing too. But the way that I do it is I look at my calendar. Okay. So I have nearly everything that I do all day long on my calendar. I even put things on my calendar. I schedule and block time on my calendar for myself. Okay. So if I'm working on a big project, I will block my calendar off for an hour or so during the day so that I remember, okay, I'm prioritizing a particular project, let's say, over perhaps, let's say, seeing clients, like I'm teaching a class, okay? So I need to be prepared for that class, all right? So I will put a block on my calendar for me to prepare for a class or get some material ready. And then so at the end of the year, I'm able to go back through my calendar and I say, okay, I accomplished this, I accomplished that. And I start writing all of these things down. One really interesting aspect of this, if you do this over time, you start to realize that you can be successful in things. So even if you start it, like let's say you start something in January and you know, maybe it's not quite as successful the first time. Well, usually by the end of the year, I've accomplished what I set out to do. So it's very encouraging as somebody looking at what they're doing day after day or week after week. Sometimes when you look at something in too short of a time frame, like you're looking at it, oh, today, or oh, this week, it's not enough time frame for you to actually see the full impact of all the great work that you're doing. So when you look at it at the end of the year on a calendar like that, you can really get a sense of all the great work that you're doing. That's how I start out, Cal.
I think that in order to be going someplace, you need to know where you're coming from. And I think that's just a great way to do it, because you can take the lessons of what you've learned and the way you're lining this up and have your mind in just the right place to plan for the future. Perfect. Keep going.
All right. So then once you have that down, so you've written down a lot of your goals and you've written down what you've accomplished for the year, what you want to do is you figure out which of these things really impacted your work. And it kind of gives you an idea of the direction or a theme for the year. So I do this, you don't have to, but a lot of people will actually say, this was the year of, you know, personal growth. This is the year of something or other, right? I haven't done this yet this year, so I don't know what my theme is going to be. But you start to be able to look at the work that you are doing, and you understand how every little thing that you're doing from day to day is having a big impact throughout everything that you're doing. So you find everything you're doing, you categorize it, and you put it all together, and you basically get a sheet with the top accomplishments that you have for the year. So now, Cal, you said that you do things kind of like this on an ongoing basis. So I would imagine that you still have projects that you're working on. You kind of manage those projects in kind of like a project management way, would that be right?
I use a program called Infusionsoft to run my business, and it does everything from the shopping cart on the websites to scheduling, and also I have my little area in there where I have my different projects that I'm working on and to-do lists. And then I prioritize them as to kind of like what's hot and what's not. And I may link to a more detailed outline of where I'm working on the details of that project on a document in my Google Documents. So I bounce back and forth between my Infusionsoft, My Day area, and my Google Docs to keep everything organized. And also, you know, what's interesting is we're at two different ends of the spectrum. You know, you're the lone hypnotist growing your center. And right now it's at the office level, and I believe you'll one day, probably very soon, as fast as you want, have other hypnotists at your center if that's what you want, and then the staff. But for me, I have we have Jessie who works here, who does customer support. She does shipping, receiving, that kind of thing. We got Maureen, who's the general manager of the office, and I've got Marianne. And Marianne is like one of my main little chiefs, and she manages over two other IT people because we do so much internet stuff. We've got three full-time IT people, and so I delegate to her things I want done. I'll say, Marianne, we need this done. And I'd say, how fast do you think we could do it? And together we come up with a commitment, a time range, and then we commit to that and then get it done. And I check back with her, and I can kind of let go of the details, and I can just check progress and let her work with Dean and Rexon, our other two designers. So that's how I do it.
Yeah, so it sounds like we are, as you suggested, we're in two different phases, right? I'm still in the building phase, so of my business, and I am still creating, I'm still like updating my website, meaning, okay, I know you update your website all the time, but you update your website with kind of an ongoing type of a content for these episodes. I'm still in the phase where I don't believe that I'm actually done with my website, meaning I still have other things that I want to go after that just I can't do it all right now. I'm still building, right? I'm not at that stage yet where I'm going to have another employee, but you're right, I probably will at some point. And that is on my list. That's, you know, I'm not going to be able to do everything that I want to do all at once, but I'm still kind of in this building phase. So I haven't created all the content yet or the things that I want to do yet. So I have all of that stuff on a list. And then from week to week, I look and see, all right, well, what's the priority this week? And that's when it ends up on my calendar. And then that's how it makes it into my list at the end of the year. The list at the end of the year, what it ends up doing is it helps me create kind of like two or three big things that I'm really focused on for the next year. So it helps me plan my next year. I don't do a lot of planning for my next year, meaning I don't go ahead of time. Like I don't look in the future and say, oh, this Monday I'm going to do this, or this Tuesday I'm going to do that. I have some big goals that I want to accomplish. Like, so for example, I know I want to teach a certain amount of certification courses, and yes, I do put those on the calendar ahead of time because students need them on the calendar ahead of time. They want to see them ahead of time. And I know there's other classes that I'm going to be teaching too, but there might be some other things, like, for example, I might want to record a specific type of video. That might be another big thing that I'm doing. I might want to generate, I don't know, I can say something like 10 or 15 blog articles for the year or something like that. So I might have certain things that I focus on, and that's what it helps me do. But I don't put them actually on the calendar until the time comes, because you know what, real life happens and things in the world happen, and then priorities shift as we move along. So I'm kind of fluid as far as when I actually do things in the next year. Does that make sense?
Yes, like one of the first casualties of any kind of implementing of any big plan, be it opening an office or a mission to do something during a war, is as soon as you start implementing, the plan has to shift. And to have that kind of fluidity is something that hypnopreneurs are just really great at. When you take a big company, and they can't shift as quickly as the individual or small business like we are. To do that kind of dance, to quickly shift and maneuver very quickly, that's very much an entrepreneurial trait. Beautiful. Continue.
Well, and that's a really good point, Cal, and I've learned this from my clients, you know. I don't expect certain things anymore. Like, I kind of expect the unexpected. I leave things open. I know that I want to do something, but I have no idea how it's actually going to come about. And there are times when actually the universe surprises me and opens a door for me because I had been either thinking about it or maybe I'd been, maybe it'd come up in a self-hypnosis session that I had been working on. But I don't actually think that something has to be a particular way in order for it to be successful. I leave it really open. And I say that my clients taught me that because they surprise me all the time with their really creative solutions to problems. So I don't try to tell my clients at all kind of what to do, so to speak. I leave the door open so that they can come up with their own solutions because our subconscious mind is just so fascinating. Why would you want to try and tell it what to do, right? You can let it come up with things all on its own. And so that's how I move forward with the big things in my practice.
I think you have to know what you want as a general outcome, and you put steps that looks like you should need to take. Because, you know, there's the old saying that I think is true, that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So, but you have to have this huge flexibility in mind. And you know, one of the things I noticed in my life is that I'll make a plan, I say I want to do this stuff, and then I think this could take 6 months to a year. But as soon as I start implementing and putting energy into it, it seems like the universe helps me and everything starts happening faster. And I think that's where a lot of people miss out. They want to do this law of attraction where they just sit in their room and visualizing having that Ferrari or having that business. But you got to give the universe something to work with and start putting that forward motion, and that overcomes the inertia of not of being where you were, and that little bit of forward inertia can just cause things to come into alignment in your future. Boy, am I getting very metaphysical there or what? But that's what I've observed.
I totally agree, Cal. You got to have some action there. And so there are some times when I take action on something, I'm not sure if it's exactly right, and I'm not going to beat myself up in any sort of way if it doesn't work exactly right. I have to do something. And, you know, as hypnotists, we can talk about using, you know, using age regression or something. Hey, wouldn't it be nice to know then what you know now? Well, I can't know the future, so I'm not going to be upset about it, right? I just do my best. I take some action, and then I adjust, right? There's no failure, right? Only feedback, and then you can use that information to do it better the next time.
One of the things that we use as a motto around here, and it comes from the title of a book, Ready, Fire, Aim. And, you know, normally it's ready, aim, fire, but we say ready, fire, aim, is that we don't worry about all the details of something. We just move forward and then adjust as we go. In the olden days, sometimes what they do with a cannon is they just fire it off in the general direction of the enemy or the target, and now they've got their bearings. They move the cannon to the right, the left, up, or down. But you gotta fire. You gotta get going. So yeah, make your plans, implement, and adjust as you go. Ready, fire, aim.
I love that, Cal. I hadn't heard that before. Thank you for sharing that with me. All right, so the last thing that I do, once I've got all of these things that I've accomplished over the year, I allow it to really fuel my passion and drive for the next year, because this work for me is just, it's full of joy, it's full of gratitude, it's full of amazing things. Things that, you know, I can't even really explain. It's just an amazing experience. I love this work, and looking at all of those things really fuels my creativity. So when I start thinking about the work that I did this year and working with other hypnotists, so I just have the greatest respect and honor for other hypnotists that I meet at NGH and other hypnotists that you work with, Cal, and just love working with other people. So the work that they're doing too, I allow all of that to really fuel kind of my passion and drive for what I'm going to do the next year. So that's a really important aspect of this. Get excited about the work that you're doing and allow it to help you do good things.
That's right. If you can't get excited about this, go find something that you can get excited about. And then get involved. Get the training you need. Get the confidence. Start moving forward. Get your business going. Measure where you're at. Make plans for the future. Stay flexible. And you know what? sometimes the universe just helps you along the way. All right. I think we're about to that time, huh?
That's right, Cal. So thank you so much. I want to say thank you to you, Cal, especially for having me on the show here. I learn so much from you every time. I enjoy being here, and I think our visitors and our viewers learn an awful lot too. My name is Erica Flint, and you can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com, ErikaFlint.com, and I do want to hear from you. Send me in your questions, send me in your ideas for future podcasts, and that's all, Cal.
All right. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure having you on the show. And I think you're doing a really great job as a co-host because you make my job easy. And you help us bring relevant, important content to everywhere in the world except Cuba. I look on our stuff and for some reason we never get into Cuba. I'd like to go to Cuba. Hey, you out there in Cuba, if you're a hypnotist and somehow this video gets through, let's work out a plan, some kind of educational visa where I can come and help out in Cuba. Because I hear in Cuba, you've got some very nice rum, very nice jazz, very nice old cars, and very nice cigars. And I would like to see all of them. All right, gosh, do I digress or what? Anyway, I'm proud of you guys for being in here, being the hypnotist that you are, for listening to these videos. Please like and share us and comment on Facebook. It's facebook.com/hypnosisETC. Go there, like us there, and you'll get in on the conversation. See you in class. Check our schedule. It's here on calbanion.com of all of our upcoming classes and weekly specials. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.